Shalom to all. Today's office is Shalom Yerushalmi Daf Tes, and we are starting Chesed Beis at the bottom with Halacha Gimel. And today's office sponsor Leila Nishmas Mars Mirim Sarabas Biyakam Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. And the Mishnah tells us by Arba Prakam Olam Nidain four times throughout the year the world is judged. Be Pesach Al Tvua. On Pesach the world is judged regarding the grain. How is the crop of grain going to be that year? Ba Atzeres on Shavuos Al Perse Ilon regarding the fruits of the tree. And Rosh Hashanah on Rosh Hashanah, which is the first of Tishrei, called by Olam Ivan Lefanu Kibnei Marim. Everyone in the world they pass in front of him like Bnei Marim, like sheep in the Gemara. Explain what that means. Shemar the pasuk says, "Hayotzer yachad libam hamavin al kol maaseihem," which is mashma that Hashem understands and looks into the deeds of every single person. Lastly, ubechag on Sukkot nidan al mayim, we're judged regarding water. Says the Gemara, "Isnari tani those that teach kulhem nidan in Rosh Hashanah." That really everyone and everything is judged on Rosh Hashanah. Tesam ralph on top, ugzardina shakal echad veechad mischatim Rosh Hashanah, and the gzardin of everything and everyone is signed on Rosh Hashanah as well. Now, isnari tani those that teach in Brisa, kulhem nidan in Rosh Hashanah. Everyone, everything is judged on Rosh Hashanah. Ugzardina shakal echad veechad mischatim Yom Kippurim. And the Gzardin is on Yom Kippur. Now, Isnai Tani, those that say, Kul Minudan Rosh Hashanah, Gzardin Shakal Echav Echam Schatim Ismanoi, now everything is judged on Rosh Hashanah, but the Gzardin is in its proper time, like we had said in the Mishnah, Pesach Al Tfua, Atzeres Al Perse Ilon, and so on and so forth. And Isnai Tani, Kal Echav Echam Nidim Ismanoi, everything is judged in its time, Gzardin Shakal Echav Echam Schatim Ismanoi, and the Gzardin of every single thing is in its proper time, like we said in the Mishnah, that Tfua is judged on Pesach, and the Gzardin is on Pesach, not that it starts Rosh Hashanah and finishes on Pesach. So, the Gemara tells us, Masnisa, our Mishnah is Kamad Amar Kulam Nidainin Bizmanoi, that's proper Girso, Ugzardina Shakal Echad Echad Mischatim Bizmanoi, that everything is judged in its time and its Gzardin is in its time. How do we know this? Because our Mishnah said, Ubechag Nidain Al Mayim, on Sukkot we're judged on water, which is Mashma, the judgment itself takes place on Sukkot, and that's when the Gzardin as well takes place, and it'll be the same thing by Pesach and Shavuos, and so our Mishnah seems to be a raya for that Shita. Now, also the Rav Amar, the following member of Rav tells us, the Kulam Nidain Rosh Hashanah, that everything is judged on Rosh Hashanah, Ugzardina Shakal Echad Echad Mehen Mischatim Rosh Hashanah, and the Gzardin of everything is also on Rosh Hashanah. How do we know this? Detani bit kiyasa de Rav, it's taught or written in the Tkiya of Rav, which is basically the Nusach of Shemayna Esrei of Rosh Hashanah Musaf of Rav. And the reason why it's called kiyasa is because Shafer is blown during Musaf Rosh Hashanah. What does it say? Zayim Tchilas Masecha, this is the day of the beginning of your handiwork. Is he currently in Rishon in remembrance of the first day? Ki chayk li shrel hu, mishpat alik he Yaakov. As we see, there's a mishpat happening. And val medino is baye yamer, about the countries it says, Ezul Acherv, Ezul Shalom, which was going to be for the sword or for peace, Ezulura, Ezula Saiva, once we for hunger and for satiation, Ubriyas Bayipaktu, and the creations are recalled on it, Laz Kirum Lchaim Lamaves, to remember Chaim and Amaves, so we see everything was judged and Ischatim on that day. Now, the like Rabbi Yosef is not like Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef Amar, he tells us, Yachin Nidin Mechal Shah, that an individual is judged at all times. My time, what's the source for this? Well, we have a pasuk that tells us, Batifkidenu Lubakarim, Lurigayim Tifchanenu. Batifkidenu Lubakarim means, and they're recalled every morning, and Rugayim Tifchanenu means every moment they're checked out or tested. What's this referring to? This is talking about his parnasa, meaning a person's livelihood, his money, the stuff he's going to have, that's judged anew every single morning. And what's this referring to? That's talking about his food, that every single moment of the day, Hashem is judging whether or not a person's going to have food, he's not going to have food, is this something that he's going to be granted or not? So it's definitely not like Rav. Now, Rav Yitzchak Rabba says, B'shem Rebbe, that Melech v'tzibur nidanim b'chol yoyim, a king and the tzibur are judged every single day. My time, what's the source for this? So Shloime HaMelech said, Lasus Mishpat Avdoi Mishpat Ami Yisrael Devar Yoyim B'Yoymai, to do the Mishpat of his servant, which is referring to Shloime HaMelech, who's a king, and the Mishpat of his nation, Yisrael Devar Yoyim B'Yoymai, the matter of each day on its day. So we see that a king and the Yidin are judged every single day. Now, Rav Levi, he tells us that the Pasuk says, V'hu Yishpat Tevel B'Tzedek, he's going to judge the world with Tzedek, Yadin Le'um Meisharim, he judges the nations B'Meisharim. What does this mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Donis Yisrael B'Yoyim. And what do we learn from the word Meisharim over here? Milashin Lifnim Mishuras Hadin, beyond what Hashem really has to do. And what does that tell us? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Danes Yisrael B'yayim, Hashem judges the Yidden during the day, B'shash Ha'in Nesukru Mitzvahs, that's when they're doing mitzvahs, so the judgment's obviously going to come out better, V'su Umas B'layla, and He judges the nations at night, B'shash Ha'in B'telim Min Aveirais, that's when they're not doing Aveirais because they're sleeping, so that's B'mei Sharim, it's Lefnei Mishur Sedin, where Shmuel argues and he says that no, Mishu Danes Yisrael, Hu Danes Umas, whoever judges the Yidden, he judges the nations, which means he judges them at the same time, first the Yidden, then the Goyim, and that means he's not waiting for the nighttime to judge the non-Jews, he's judging them during the day. So the question is, Mamakam Shmuel, Yad Malum Mesharim. So how does Shmuel explain the pasuk of Yad Malum Mesharim? It seems to be that there's some sort of yashrus, some sort of good thing that Hashem does when he judges the nations. And the answer is Donon Kikasherim Shebahen, he judges them like the most kosher of them, Maskrilahem Maisa Yisrai, Maskrilahem Maisa Rachava Zaina. He remembers for them the story of Yisrai, how Yisrai converted and became a Yid. He's Moshe Rabbeinu's father-in-law, as we know, and the story of Rachava Zaina, who's the one who saved the two spies who came to scope out the land before Yeshua came with the Yidden, and she eventually married Yeshua. And so that's the Misharm that Hashem does for the nations by remembering these great people. We continue discussing this. Rav Chiya bar Abaye, he asks as follows: Tivua shalakas be'erev haPesach me'iz din loike. If grain got ruined on erev Pesach, from which din, from which judgment did it get ruined because of? If you want to say it's because of the upcoming year, well, ad gedon le'olas, it's not the upcoming year yet. Judgment hasn't yet been passed. It's not Pesach yet. It's erev Pesach. And if you want to say it's from the previous year, meaning last year Pesach, it was judged that this grain is going to get ruined. Well, that doesn't make sense because hachin havas murcha kol shasa malki kedoin, that it lasted the entire year, nothing happened to it, and only now it's getting ruined. How does that make sense? There's no benefit for anyone for the grain to grow, for us not to be able to use it or eat it, and then it to get ruined all the way at the end of the year. What would be the purpose in that? So when was this judgment passed on this grain that got ruined all the way right before Pesach? Now there's no answer to this question, but we move on to the next one, which is similar but different. People that die in between Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, from which din are they dying? In Tam Mishasa da Alas, if you want to say it's for the upcoming year, Ad Kedon Le'Alas, but it's not the upcoming year yet. The judgment hasn't been passed yet. And in Tam Mishasa da Nafka, if you want to say it's from the last year, then they really go the entire year only to die now. And the reason why this is a different question than before is because, as we had explained by the grain, if it got ruined before the end of the year and there was no benefit for anyone, we weren't able to use it, so what's the purpose in having it last the entire year just to get ruined at the end? But over here, the person did live out the entire year. They lived all the way until Rosh Hashanah, and they just died after Rosh Hashanah. And so the question is, where did this din come from? They died after Rosh Hashanah, but before Yom Kippur. So how does that work out in regards to judgment and the sealing of the judgment? So Gemara basically asks a question, and by way of asking it, answers this question. Didn't he hear that which Rav Kuspa said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan? There's three different notebooks. One of pure tzaddikim, one of 100% rishayim, and one of the average person. Those who are written into the book of tzaddikim, they already have a stamp, they're already sealed from life from Rosh Hashanah already. And whoever's written into the book of Rosh Hashanah, they also already stamped from Rosh Hashanah. And so if somebody dies after Rosh Hashanah, before Yom Kippur, he probably was Rosh Hagomer. Well, it's only the average people, they were given the 10 days of tshuva between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. If they did tshuva, then they're written with the tzaddikim. If not, then they're written with the rishayim. Now, my time, what's the source for this? And the answer is because we have a pasuk that tells us, yimachu misefer chayim v'im tzaddikim al yikasevu. And so our understanding is, yimachu misefer, they should be erased from the sefer, elu harishayim, that's referring to rishayim. When the pasuk says, chayim elu tzaddikim, that's referring to tzaddikim. And then when the pasuk says, v'im tzaddikim al yikasevu, elu habeninim, that's referring to the average people who are not written in either sefer, and they have a seresimei tshuva to do proper tshuva. Rav Chananya, the colleague of the Rabbanan, asks, what, Hashem doesn't see the future? He doesn't know that the person is going to end up either doing tshuva or not doing tshuva. So what's the purpose of the seresimei tshuva? Hashem anyway knows what's going to happen. And this is one of the greatest questions that people tend to ask. And the answer to this is, in response, what, he didn't hear what Simon said in Rishu ben Levi? Hashem only judges a person at the time where he is, meaning the level that he's holding at. That's how Hashem judges him. And he doesn't look into the future. And my time, what's the source for this? Test on based on top. The answer is Hashem told Hagar, Al Tiri, Kisham el Kimal Kalanar, Basher Hu Sham. Don't be afraid because Hashem has heard the voice of the lad where he is now. This is referring to the first time Hagar was sent out of the house with Yishmael. He got very sick. He was dying of thirst. And even though the Malachim said, don't save Yishmael, he's going to end up growing up to be a terrible person and his descendants are going to kill many Yidden, as we know all too well. And Hashem's response was no, Basher Hu Sham. Right now he's a good fellow. Right now he's okay. So we're going to save him. And Rav Levi, he brings a different source, because the pasuk says, and literally translated, this means fools will not stand before your eyes. But Josh is understood as hoylim, namely as hamishalim, those who are, so to speak, exalting and they're gloating and they're excited that they're going to do something wrong. And when we say that they're not going to stand in front of your eyes, that means they are not going to be judged by Hashem. Elama, why is that? So there's a continuation of the pasuk, because you hate all those who do sin, not a person who's planning on doing it or will eventually do an avera. It's only if a person did do the avera, then it gets judged. But if a person right now did not yet do the avera, so he gets judged as he is, which is a tzaddik. And Darsha Yisachar de Kvar Mandi or Mendi, pasuk tells us, Kihu yada mesei shav vayar oven v'lo yizbainan. And the understanding is he knows mesei shav. He knows the bad thoughts a person is going to have. And the key is vayar oven, he sees the deed which will be done, but v'lo yizbainan, he doesn't pay attention to it. It's only if the deed was done. If a person did not avera, he gets judged, but not if he will do it. And Rosh Hashanah brings another source for this. Im zach v'yashar hayisa inksiv kan. It doesn't say over here, if you were pure and straight. Ella im zach v'yashar ata, if you are zach and yashar. This is what one of Iyah's friends told him. Bottom bottom line is, they told him right now if you're Zachin Yashar, not if you were Zachin Yashar. So we look at the person as they are now. And more about Tshuva Amar Chirba, he tells us as follows. We have a pasuk that tells us, Zarzir Masnaim, Oy Sayesh, Umelch Alkum Imai. So Zarzir Masnaim is a type of animal, and Tayesh is also an animal. It's like a male goat. And both these are really just descriptions of kings that are up against each other in battle, and each one is trying to vanquish the other. Now, B'noik Shabba Oilam, says the Gemara, the normal way of the world is Zemavakish Lanatsech Zarzir, Zemavakish Lanatsech Zarzir, each one wants to win over the other. Avakosh Baruch Hu Inukein, Hashem is not like that. El, rather, what does it say in the pasuk? Umelech Alkum Imai, and Alkum is like a lashon of Loi Kum, he does not get up, and that teaches us Loi Bait Kum Al Didei, he doesn't need to stand up for that which is his. He, because the pasuk tells us Loi Lenetzach Yariv, which literally means he doesn't fight or argue forever, and that tells us Loi Lin Tsoyach Yariv, he's not fighting to be able to win. In other words, Hashem doesn't care about winning. He doesn't have to show that he's better, stronger, bigger. He actually wants people to, so to speak, be victorious and win over him, and they do that by doing tshuva, so Hashem doesn't have to punish them. Another example of this, our Blazer tells as follows, Prabasilios, Ay, Naimus, Agripus, these are all different ways of describing different leaders and different levels of leaders. The B'naik Shabba Olam, the way the world works, is Malchus of Dom Gezer Gzeira, a king of flesh and blood, he's Gezer something, Ratz Makaima, Ratz Achir Makaima Naisa. If he wants, he could keep it, but sometimes he says that other people have to keep it, and he doesn't have to. Aval Kosh Baruch Hu Enikin, Hashem's not like that, El Gezer Gzeira, Umekam Tchila, Hashem makes a Gzeira on the Yadin, and he keeps it first. My time, what's the source for this? Some Pasuk tells us, Vishamrus Mishmarti, and he concludes by saying, Ani Hashem. What do we learn from here? Ani Hashem, Ani Hu Sheshimarti Mitzvah Seshal Torah Tchila, I'm the one that kept the mitzvah to the Torah first, says Hashem. And our Simon, he has a different rai for this. Except the Pasuk says, Mbnei Seva Tokom, Vadarta Pnei Zakain, you should stand up for Seva, for old age, and you should honor an elderly person. Vyoresim Lekecha, Ani Hashem. What do we learn from here? Ani Hu Shekiyamti Amida Zakin Tchila, I'm the one who stood up for Zakain first. And we know this is when Hashem went to visit Avram after he had a bris, he stood up for Avram. And Avram was a Zakain, so we see that Hashem was Mekayim at first. Now, once we mention Rav Simon, we have some more members from him. Rav Simon tells as follows, Ksev the Pasuk says, Umiga God Lasher, Loi Chukim Shpatim Sadiqim Vagaymer, Rav Chum Rav Chanin Rav Shaya, they argue about this. Chad Amr, one of them says, that what's the Pasuk telling us? Ezu Uma Ku Uma Hazois, what type of nation is like this? What a special nation, meaning Umiga Gadol. What a great nation this is. What's so unique about it? Well, B'nai Shabba Ilam, the normal way of the world is Adam Yedei Shesh Leidin, a person knows that he has a judgment, so he's so nervous and anxious and worried about it. Loi Vashchayrim, he puts on black, Umasatif Shchayrim, he wraps himself in black, Umagadol Skanai, he grows his beard because he's just unkempt. He can't think about anything else other than his judgment. He doesn't know how his judgment is going to be. Al Yisrael Anakin, but the Yidden aren't like that. Al rather Rosh Hashanah, Loishim Levanim, they put on white, Umasatim Levanim, they wrap themselves in white, Umagalchim Zakanam, and they shave their beards, which means they get a haircut and they trim, and they eat and they drink and they're happy. They know that Hashem is going to make a nace for them. And Vacharna Omar, the other one, says that no, what's the Pasuk telling us? Ezu Umaku Umazois, what type of nation is like this? The normal way of the world, Hashilton Omar, the ruler says, Hadina Yom, the court case is today. We're judging right now. V'halistim Omer, and the robber, which basically means the one who's being judged, they say, L'machar Hadin, no, we want to do it tomorrow. L'mishayman, who do you listen to? L'Shelton, don't you listen to the ruler? He's the one that calls the shots. Avokosh Baruch Hu Enikin, Hashem's not like that. Amru Bezdin, Hayom Rosh Hashanah, if Bezdin says today is Rosh Hashanah, because they're the ones who are Mekadosh L'Chaydesh, they're the ones who decide when Rosh Chaydesh is, Tokosh Baruch Hu L'machar Hasharis, Hashem tells the Malachim, Hamidu Bima, set up a Bima, like a big platform, Yamdu Sanigairin, let the defenders get up, and Yamdu Sanigairin, let the prosecutors get up, Shamru Banai, because my children said, Hayom Rosh Hashanah, today is Rosh Hashanah. Now let's say Nimlchu Bezin L'Avro Machar, if Bezin decided that they're going to push off the month till tomorrow, because we know sometimes a month has 29 days, but sometimes 30 days, so if they decide to ma'abar it and make it a leap month of 30 days, so Kosh Baruch Hu L'Machar Hasharis, Hashem tells the Malachim, Haviru Bima, you have to take the Bima down, Yavru Sanigairim, Yavru Kategairim, take the defenders and the accusers, they should all go away. It's not time yet, Shamilchu Bani L'Avro Machar, because my children decided that we're going to push it off till tomorrow. And my time, what's the source for this? Where does this come from? The Pasuk says, Ki Chaykli Yisrael Hu, Mishpat L'Kei Yaakov. In other words, we understand, Im Eine Chaykli Yisrael, if there's no Chayk for the Yidden, if the Yidden didn't decide that now is Rosh Chaydesh, Kaviyachol, so to speak, Eine Mishpat L'Kei Yaakov. So there's no Mishpat for the God of Yaakov. Hashem Kaviyachol is not able to judge unless the Yidden say, okay, now you're able to do so. And that's understanding of the Umi Goy Gadol, what a great nation this is. Now we continue discussing this concept of Kiddush HaChaydesh and how we have the power to decide when Yom Tif is, if Chulu, Rav Crispus says, Rav Yechanan, L'Sha'avar, in the past, meaning before Bezin was given the Koyach to establish the month, what does the Pasuk say? Eile Mayadei Hashem, these are the Mayadim of Hashem. In other words, Hashem decided when Yom Tov more. But Mikan Ve'elch, from then on, once Hashem gave power, Koyach to Bezin, to decide when Rosh Chodesh would be, Asher Tikru Oysam, says the Pasuk, you shall declare them, you shall call them, you, Bezin, decide when Yom Tif is. And Ravila, he explains that when the Pasuk says, Asher Tikru Oysam, it's teaching us, in Karisim Oysam, if you officially declare them as Yom Tif, Hei Mayadai, then they're Mayom Tovim. Bimlav, if not, in Mayadai, so they're not my Mayad. Yavdim, because you weren't the ones that said, okay, now it's Yom Tov. And another source of this, Aruzim, when he tells us, the pasuk says, Rabbi Sosiso Ato Hashem Alekai, Nifloy Secho Mashre Secho Elenu, you've done so much, Hashem, you're my God, your Niflois and your thoughts are on us. What does that mean? So Lisha Avar, in the past, before the Torah was given, Rabbi Sosiso, you've done a lot, which means you set when Yom Tov would be, but Mekam Vehelech, from then on, after Torah was given. So the Kayach was given to Bezdin, to decide on Rosh Chodesh would be, Nifloy Secho Mashre Secho Elenu, your Machshavos and your Niflois were given to us. That's the Lashon of Elenu, and so now we have the ability to do that. And now the Gemara gives us six different Mishalim illustrating this concept that Bezin is given this power of Kiddush HaChodesh that they decide when Rosh Chodesh is, which Memela means they decide when the Yom Tovim are. So Amar Levi, he tells us, it's compared to the following, L'melech Shehayaloi Arloigin, to a king who had a Arloigin, which is like some sort of clock. It's like a device that tells time. Kimish Abin Benoi, once his son got old enough, Masar Arloi, he gave it to his son. And that clock is obviously like the moon, which is Rosh Chodesh, and it's Hashem giving it to us Yidden. Now Amar Yisra Chanina, he says, L'melech Shehayaloi Shmira, it's like a king who had a guard's hut or a fence of sorts that was there as a protection. Kim Shalom Benoit, once his son got old enough, Masar Allah, he gave it to him. Arvacha, he said, Melchor Allah Tabas, like a king who had a signet ring. Kim Shalom Benoit, when his son got old enough, Masar Allah, he gave that to him. Yudom Manaf on top, Arvachi Barba, he says, Lanagar Shalom Klinagaros, it's like a carpenter who had a whole set of carpentry tools. Kim Shalom Benoit, once his son got old enough, Masar Allah, he gave it to him. And Arvitz, like he tells us, Melchor Allah Oitzrois, king who had storage houses. Kim Shalom Benoit, once his son got old enough, Masar Allah, he gave it to him. And for Abban Army, they say, Refish Hoyle, Nartik Sharfuis, it's like a doctor who had a whole bag of medicines. Kimin Sha'am Benoi, once his son got old enough, Masar Alai, he gave it to him. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to explain the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.